You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, welcome to the 2017 Winter Meetings. We are in Orlando, sunny Orlando right now. I'm Danny Wexelman with Richard Justice, our executive columnist, and T.R. Sullivan, who covers the Rangers for MLB.com. And we're going to be taking your questions on Facebook, so if you have some, please send those in. I'm going to start things off, though, because we had a little bit of news this morning. The Diamondbacks and the Rangers were talking about pitching, and the name that came up, ace Zach Greinke. Now, the Diamondbacks could be looking to unload some money, so this could be a good two-way deal here. TR, I want to start with you. How serious is this deal?
Well, they've talked. They've talked a couple of times, and it's been serious, but like Richard knows, it's a lot of obstacles. Obviously, the financial part is very complicated. Greinke has a well-deserved but very large contract, and it has something that has to be worked out. You have to talk about the players who are going back and forth. So there's a lot of things still to be discussed, and it may not happen, but it's definitely an item of news here in the winter meetings that these two teams have talked about pitching in general and Greinke in specific.
And I guess Patrick Corbin, has his name come up? That would be one to watch. The Diamondbacks are listening on him. And it tells that John Daniels is casting a wide net. What does he need? One more starting pitcher? He signed Pfister. He signed Minor. He needs bullpen help, but this is to get one more top half of the rotation starting pitcher.
They came in, Richard, into the offseason. They needed three starters. They said that, made it clear. They got Doug Pfister, okay? They got Mike Minor, who started and relieved. He relieved for the Royals last year, so he could do both. So he's not guaranteed a spot in the rotation, although the intention is for him, Mike Minor, to pitch in the rotation. So under that scenario, they need one more starter. So, and I think they need somebody at the top of the rotation. They need a guy who can give them innings, because Minor was a reliever last year. Pfister had basically a half season with the Red Sox. They need a guy who can really come in and shoulder a lot of innings. And I think, obviously, Greinke's one of those guys. You look at the free agent market, there's Jake Arrieta. There's Yu Darvish, who everybody knows pitched in Texas and has a good relationship with the team. So those are they're thinking big. They're not thinking small for that last spot in the rotation.
So, okay, going from starters to relievers, let's talk about that for a second. So Fernando Rodney here in Orlando met with the Rangers, so his name is being tossed around, and then Nats right-handed reliever Brandon Kinsler is also a name. Can we see Rodney shooting arrows in Arlington, TR?
Well, I think what the Rangers want is they want a lot of relievers. They need a bulk relievers. And what they don't have right now is they don't have a guy who's been the closer before, who has a 20-save season on his resume. Alex Claudio led him with 11 saves last year, and they like Alex Claudio, but they also like him in middle relief because he can pitch multiple innings. So they would like a guy, whether it's a project, a reclamation, or a guy coming off an injury, they would like at least somebody, like they did with Jason Grilley last summer, get a guy who's had experience in the role. So even if he's not the closer, he can mentor some of the young relievers. And you look at a guy like Fernando Rodney and what he did with the D-backs last year and how he mentored their young relievers. And the Rangers got some young kids, Jose Leclerc being one of them, Ricardo Rodriguez, Matt Bush, a lot of young relievers who could use a good mentor. And I've been told that Fernando Rodney would be a great guy for that. So even if he's not their closer, he would still be a guy that could really help this team more than just pitching innings.
Fernando Rodney, by the way, is a terrific guy. He's a guy you want in your clubhouse. Yeah, and for all sorts of reasons. They're going to give Matt Bush a chance to win a spot in the rotation. How do they think that will play out? How do you think that will play out? What's his ultimate role going to be going forward?
You know, they're going to give him a chance to start. I think he'll end up in the bullpen. I think he's a valuable arm in the bullpen. He's never pitched in as a starter. I think they're going to look at it, but I think my guess is ultimately he'll end up in the bullpen again.
Does he need – so what is he? He throws fastball slider. He's a power guy.
Right.
Does he have a changeup? Does he have an off-speed pitch that would help him make that conversion?
He would need that for the rotation. He'd need a third pitch. He'd need an off-speed pitch because you're right, he's power.
A real power.
Yes.
Okay, we have some questions coming in on Facebook, so we're going to get to those. If you are on Facebook, send in your questions. We're going to get these answered right now with T.R. Sullivan and Richard Justice. So fans want to know, we're going to go back to Yu Darvish now. We know that it could be a matter of a financial move. Do you see him coming back? Is he going to have a reunion with the Rangers?
My guess is no. I know he wants a big contract. Everybody wants a big contract. But I think there's just too many obstacles to getting this thing done. I think they're going to look at Arrieta. I think they may look at Greinke. They may look at other places, too. But, you know, I know they like Darvish. I know Darvish likes Texas. I'm not optimistic about a reunion. I know it's been talked about. Both sides have talked about it a little bit. But it just doesn't feel like it's going to happen.
What's the plan in center field?
Delino DeShields finished the season as a center fielder. And they love him offensively. And they've made it clear that he's okay defensively, but they want him to get better. They want Delino DeShields to get better defensively.
Are they shopping for a center fielder?
They're right now they're going for pitching. They need pitching. You know, the thing about Delino DeShields was 2 years ago he had a bad year offensively. He had a bad year, and he lost his job in center field. So he went into the offseason, and he worked his tail off. Did a great job. He got with his father, former Major League second baseman Delino DeShields, and they really worked on his offense, his whole approach to the plate, his body, getting his body in shape, everything like that. And he ended up having a terrific offensive season. So I think that now, this winter, Delino DeShields is going to go to work on that defense. And if he improves like he did on his offense, you're going to have a nice-looking center fielder out there.
I want to switch gears just really quickly to Nomar Mazara, a really cool story that came out of Texas and sending 300 gloves to students at CF Carr Elementary in Dallas, which is great. There's a complex that's very close to those kids, an academy, so they have the chance to learn and grow and play the game. That's pretty cool of him, right?
Well, yeah, the Rangers do a great job of getting their young kids out into the community and getting them to understand the importance of community involvement. You know, I think next week they're going to go to the Children's Hospital in both Fort Worth and Dallas. And, you know, they go to schools. And I know they've had stuff at the area food bank. So, you know, Nomar is a great kid. His father was in the Dominican Republic Navy, which is kind of like the Coast Guard, but a very serious thing. Yeah. And he was very high up in the echelon. This is a great kid. And he understands. He gets it. He gets what it's all about, dealing with the media, taking care of himself, approaching the game right, playing the game right. You know, Nomar Mazara is pretty special.
Whenever Joey Gallo got to the big leagues, he came in as a top 10 prospect in all of baseball. It didn't happen overnight for him. But seeing him break out this season, was it sort of a reminder that young players don't come with a timetable? You have to be patient sometime. You have to allow them to get here and succeed and fail and succeed. And now look at what they have. I mean, they have this guy that's as much fun to watch as anybody.
Yeah, the one thing we learned about Joey Gallo last year that was amazing is he has a great baseball aptitude. And, you know, you look at this big, brawny, power-hitting guy, and sometimes that doesn't come across. But this guy knows baseball. He understands the game. And it really came out how smart he is and how baseball savvy he is and really how he was able to grasp the need to make adjustments at the plate as far as controlling the strike zone, you know, hitting his pitch, all of those things that hitters eventually learn with experience. He really amazed a lot of people last year with how he made the adjustments.
Jeff Banister told us yesterday that on the first day of spring training or early in spring training, Joey Gallo came into his office and said, "Don't give up on me. Give me a chance to play. I've worked hard for this opportunity, and I intend to make the most of it." And that's what we want to see. And also, a guy that can hit the ball 475 feet. You can watch a lot of that.
That never hurts, right?
No, you want to see that.
Let's talk about that for a second. What is the process of a player going in and talking to someone like Jeff Banister and saying, "Hey, like, you know, I don't need a pat on the back or anything, but I want to play and I want the chance"? How does that happen?
I think that's the difference between good managers and the others.
Yeah.
You know, after Ken Giles had a rough game in the World Series, he just went into A.J. Hinch's office, shut the door. And basically, he felt A.J. Hinch had built a relationship with him that he felt he could just vent to him, hear him, talk to him, listen to him. And that's the way Ron Washington had that relationship in Texas.
Yes.
And I guess Jeff Banister has done that same thing. I don't know, in your experience, it speaks a lot to me when a player feels he can go talk to the manager. Now, you got to as in the case of Joe Torre in New York, sometimes you got to be prepared for an answer you don't want to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
But it does speak well.
Yeah, I mean, that is a huge thing. You know, we saw that, Danny, this winter with all the managerial openings around the game and people talking about what they're looking for, and a lot of it was communication. Mm-hmm. That's what they wanted from their managers, a guy who could communicate with players, and it's a huge thing. I mean, everybody needs to know when to drop a bunt or when to change relievers and all that stuff, but, you know, this is not the my way or the highway anymore. I mean, the manager does have the final say, the buck stops here and all that good stuff, but a good manager communicates with his players, and Jeff has always had an open door policy. And like you said, sometimes the answer is no. Or sometimes no, that's not the way it's going to work. But but you definitely need to be able to talk to your players and make them feel welcome, and Jeff does that.
Okay, guys, how about one bold prediction from each of you? We have one day left. We have the Rule 5 draft on Thursday. So what can still happen here? What can get done, signed, sealed, delivered for the Texas Rangers? Justice?
No, I think they can go get a reliever, you know, and I think they're still looking to shore up the bullpen, you know, in terms of that, in terms of the center field, in terms of the high-end starting pitching. That may take a while because I think given the Ohtani, given what happened with Giancarlo Stanton, I think maybe we're a little bit behind in terms of the free agent market. But I still think there's time to get something done before they go, unless John Daniels is leaving today.
No, I don't think John Daniels is leaving until after that Rule 5 draft.
Okay.
You expect anything to happen?
I don't expect anything. A guy made a great point is this whole offseason was held up by the Ohtani process. Mm-hmm. And because it was a rare instance where everybody wanted the player because of the circumstances. Everybody was involved in the player. So that kind of held everybody back. So I think what I was told is a lot of people are playing catch up here at the winter meetings. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of conversations going on and a lot of discussions going on, but a lot of it's not ready to be come to fruition yet. We're starting to see some deals. I mean, we've seen some interesting stuff come up, but I think there's a lot more to come. And I think right now there's still a lot of this is in the preliminary stages.
Yeah, you know, teams explore their trade possibilities first before you commit $150 or $200 million.
And that's something that fans, I think, don't always understand.
Yeah,
it's important.
Ohtani and Giancarlo Stanton, and Ohtani especially, because everyone wanted him and money was not really going to be the issue. And Stanton, everybody, it just held up because it would affect everything else. Then you started exploring the trades. Mm-hmm. And as Scott Boras said this morning, we're not really to the point of the free agents yet. Yeah. You know, we're just starting meetings and can you bring J.D. Martinez in and let us look at him? But in terms of finishing the deal, that may be a while longer.
Okay. Can I circle back to Delino DeShields?
Yes.
TR, you wrote about him trying to earn this center field position. They may be bringing in some help, but can he earn it outright?
Well, I think he has a spot in the lineup.
Okay.
I think there's no doubt that Delino DeShields is going to bat leadoff for the Rangers. I think the question is, will he play left field, mm-hmm. or will he feel comfortable with him in center field? Is there a defensive center fielder that they can go out and get? Maybe it could be a part-time guy like a Jared Dyson or somebody like that. Mm-hmm. I think Delino's going to play for the Texas Rangers next year. We saw how valuable he was.
Right.
I think it's just a matter of what his defensive spot is going to be.
Okay. Richard?
Yeah, I mean, he's a reminder to me, don't ever give up on players. When a player's got a lot of talent, he was a high draft pick, and he comes from he's got baseball in his DNA, and he's got that gene where he cares. He cares and wants to. He wants to be great, and that, you know, he's got the ability to be great.
Okay, so I don't want to go back. We're going to close the Ohtani chapter here, but the Rangers are onward and upwards from this moment, right? So
Yes. What's
they're not going to replace him. He's not replaceable. We're not sure what he can do yet. But what's best case scenario that they can go out and get somebody, and you know the guy can do just as good of a job on the mound at least?
Oh, it'd be Jake Arrieta.
Okay.
I mean, the whole Greinke thing is interesting. But I think the best case scenario for the Rangers is finding common ground with Scott Boras and getting something with Jake Arrieta. He's a local kid. He lives down in Austin, Texas.
And, yeah.
Went to school at TCU.
Texas Christian University.
Went Horn to high Frogs, school. Right?
Horny Frogs.
Went to high school
right.
at Plano East High School in my hometown of Plano. But, you know, this is a guy who could be a leader of this pitching staff, both on the mound and in the clubhouse, kind of like Cole Hamels is.
Okay.
Give him the innings, shoulder the innings, pitch in some big games, and get him back into postseason.
This is not likely to happen quickly.
Okay.
Scott Boras wants to let this play out. There are things he wants in terms of finances.
Sure.
And he may not get that, but you want to push the market as far as you can, and nobody is better at it than Scott Boras.
You are right about that. You guys are awesome. I'm Danny Wexelman. This is Richard Justice and T.R. Sullivan. You can go to Rangers.com for all your information, and we'll see you guys soon.